informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Cece Sunshine and Megan with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, May is the month of domestic and family violence prevention. In the South Brisbane District, the Centenary Crime Prevention Unit and South Brisbane District Cross-Cultural Unit has partnered with local agencies, including MICA Projects and the Immigrant Women's Support Service, to host a community engagement event at the Hub Community Projects in Inala. The Queensland Police Service responds to an average of 500 domestic and family violence-related call-outs every day across Queensland. That's one every 3 minutes. The Queensland Police Service is supporting events throughout the month. Support and counseling services are available through services such as DV Connect Women's Line, DV Connect Men's Line, 1-800-RESPECT, 13YARN, Diverse Voices, and the Elder Abuse Helpline. If you or someone you know is in immediate danger, call 000. For other matters, contact police.
Brisbane's only permanent outdoor cinema is set to close this weekend with a free screening on the final night. Dendy Powerhouse opened in November 23 as Brisbane's only permanent outdoor cinema that was not a drive-in. With operations running for less than 3 years after launching in New Farm Park, the closure was announced on social media and in an email to Dendy subscribers. Dendy Cinema Chief Executive Sharon Strickland said the venue was a cherished part of Brisbane's cultural landscape, and she was grateful to audiences, partners, and the team for their support. The cinema will close with a free screening of the Talking Heads concert film Stop Making Sense on Sunday night.
In national news, an Instagram account believed to be run by a man wanted over a Sydney underworld shooting has been deactivated after it appeared in media reports. Globetrotting Anthony Peel is believed to have unwittingly provided police with incredibly valuable information in the social media posts claiming to be from Asia, Samoa, and Mexico. Police have been looking for Mr. Peel since he fled Australia after a July 2023 shooting that claimed the life of an innocent bystander. But while Mr. Peel remains wanted on a warrant for the murder of Mr. Al-Azam, it did not stop him from showcasing his lifestyle while avoiding the Australian authorities. The Instagram account, which has since been deactivated, was believed by police investigating Mr. Peel's movements to be operated by him. New South Wales Police declined to comment.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved a new treatment that could delay the progression of clinical type 1 diabetes. The approval of TZLD or TEP-LIZ-OOMAB is the first approved diabetes therapy since the discovery of insulin nearly a century ago. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition that causes the body's own immune system to eliminate the beta cells that produce insulin in the pancreas. The drug works to retain beta cells and insulin production in order to delay the need for insulin therapy for an average of 2 years. TZLD is not yet listed on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, but will be considered at its advisory committee meeting in July and will be available for people living with stage 2 type 1 diabetes.
In international news, 5 villagers trapped in a flooded cave in Laos for more than a week have been found alive, with rescue crews still searching for 2 others. The group went missing after entering a cave complex in central Laos to search for gold before heavy rain flooded the area and blocked their exit. Rescue teams say the 5 men were found alive and in stable condition, though efforts to bring them out are continuing. The operation has drawn comparisons to the 2018 rescue of a boys' soccer team trapped in a cave in Thailand.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is pouring rain. It is currently 18.3 degrees with an expected maximum of 21 degrees. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is just the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.